Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are learning together Perek Yud Tes, Chapter 19. This is Part 3. We introduced the chapter 2 weeks ago. Last week, we began the chapter, the text itself. Again, to remind ourselves, talking about some of the ways we can discover God through nature, but also through Limud HaTorah, through the learning, the study of Torah. And we mentioned last week that we're going to describe some of the luminaries in the sky that God created and use them as a tool to be able to discover Hashem, to get to know who He is in the world that He created. This week we're going to see that the chapter, David HaMelech singles out one of those luminaries, and that is the sun. Their precision goes forth throughout the earth, and their words reach the end of the inhabited world, referring to all of the luminaries that God created, all of the things in the sky, the firmament, the rakia. But now the pasuk ends, He has set up a tent for the sun. Now the Radak points out, which is pshat, I think everybody would agree, that if we're really speaking about creation as a whole, the rakia and all of the sky, why do we single out the sun as opposed to any other, the moon and the stars? And the answer is because the sun gives the most benefit to mankind in the world at large, whether it's for sunlight, whether it's for growth, whether it's certain nutrients. So we benefit most from the sun, and therefore David HaMelech decided to single out the sun as the luminary to speak about the way we can interact with God in the world. But there are other reasons why the sun is singled out, and it's more clear in the next two psukim, where David HaMelech now will compare the sun to different metaphors. V'hu kichasan yote michupaso yasis kigibor larutz orach. The sun is like a groom leaving their chupa, and it rejoices like a gibor, a warrior, who is running his course, meaning running out, I guess, to war. Let's just focus on one phrase at a time. First, we compare the sun to a chasen. Mesudas David says that it's pretty simple. The sun goes out with great joy to serve the world each day like a groom who leaves their chuppah. Each one has a certain amount of simcha, a certain amount of joy. Or the Radak says it's first, he suggests, the Radak, that it refers to all the people who greet the sun each day with excitement, like they would greet a chasan. It doesn't refer to the sun, but it refers to the people who greet the sun. But he cites his father, Avizal, who says actually kind of the opposite. He says that a groom excitedly returns to his bride each day at the end of the day, and so too the sun returns to the location of its beginning light at the end of every day. And so like the chasan returns home to his kala, so too the sun returns back to its place at the end of every day. The Baal HaTurim here, always fascinating the way he relates gematria and the hints and words, points out that the word v'hu kichasan, the word v'hu there, that it, the sun is like a chasan, has a gematria of 18, a value of 18, which refers, he claims, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chav Aleph, that tells us that a man should get married at Yudches, Shmona Esrei Lechupa, 18, to go to the Chupa. And in fact, he points out, this is not the only place in Tanakh we have this, because in looking by Yikra, Perek Chav Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hu, Isha Bivsula Yikach. Again, the word V'hu, that same word, you take a virgin woman. He should take a virgin woman. And so the word v'hu again there is gematria 18, and Chazal learn out, therefore, that Shmona Esrei l'chupa, that a young man should go to the chupa at 18. But Chazal also say this is the source, this pasuk about the sun and the chasen being compared to each other, is a source for a well-known halacha that we use all the time, although not really clear how we apply it. In the Pirkei de Relazer, in Perek Tes Zayin, in chapter 16, Hachasan do melamelech, that a groom is compared to a king. Mahamelech hakom kalsin also, just like a king, everyone praises the king. Shivasami hamishta. Kachasan hakom kalsin also, shivasami hamishta. There's a minhag we know that when people speak at the Shev Brachos for the entire week, they praise the chasan, of course, most importantly, to praise the kala. And so the Medrash here says that that's the comparison, that the king, the sun is like a melech. Everyone praises how valuable the sun is. So too, they praise the chasam. Amah melech lo vesh big de kavod, kach hachasam lo vesh big de kavod. You know, the king wears a garment of excuse me, of honor. So too the chasam wears a garment of honor. That's the, of course, halacha that a chasam should wear, kal should wear big day Shabbos, yontif or Shabbos attire the entire week of their shev brachos because they are a chasam and a kala. But here, most importantly, la'amelech in a yotzei l'shuk levado. We know that a melech, a king, never goes out by themselves. They have an entourage. They have shomrim, guards. Kach achasen in a yotzei l'shuk levado. So to a chasen does not go to the marketplace by themselves, and they should always have a company. And that's why there's a halacha. There's a debate in the poskim whether a chasen should go to minyan every single day during Hashem Rachos, because they should have somebody escorting them. Sometimes a kala escorts them, and sometimes a friend escorts them, but there's a debate whether or not he goes out to shul by himself because of this halacha of chasen dom el melech, not going out to the shuk, to the marketplace, anywhere really by himself. And the Medrash ends now, which is the crux of our pasuk, ma ha-melech panav mi'iros koracham. Now, just like the king, his face always is lightened. It has light shining from it, like the sun. Kach ha-chasen panav mi'iros koracham. So too, a chasen is beaming like the light of the sun. What's the pasuk? Shenemar v'hu kichasan yotzei mechupasa. That's a comparison of the chasen to the sun. And this is a source for chasen domel. And that's the idea that a chasen, a groom and bride, don't go out by themselves because of maybe mazikin and other things the entire week. And the Bikur Yaakov, Yaakov Ellinger, says that this in fact is the source, this medrash, and our perek in Tehillim for this halacha. Interesting comparison, interesting application. Okay. Next, he's compared to a warrior. And Mesudas David says that clearly that we understand the idea of a warrior, that the sun goes down to do its work every day with confidence and with strength. So too, a warrior has certain confidence and strength. And then there's a fascinating Talmud Yerushalmi, which has a conversation between Antolinus and Rebbe. Now, we often see stories in the Gemara Midrashim of Rebbe and certain Roman emperors and certain Roman officials. Here is no different, where this Roman official asks Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi for a bracha. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says that, okay, here's my bracha, you should be protected from the cold. So he says, it's not really a bracha. No, I think I should do better than that. So the bracha he gives him in the end is that you should be protected from the sun, by the shade. And he accepts this bracha because of our pasuk, Beinistar Mechamaso, that the pasuk ends in this section about the sun by saying in pasuk Zion that nobody is covered or protected from his its heat or its life, which is true. The sun is the most powerful, the most important, the most relevant, we said before, in terms of benefit, but it also is the most dangerous of all the luminaries in terms of its impact. People get sunburn, that's the mild of it. Ask any dermatologist, it's very damaging to the skin. It could damage crops. If there's too much heat from the sun, God forbid. And Rashi actually points out this idea from the Yerushalmi about the protection from the sun is important. It's also part of creation itself. Rashi writes, V'nistam rechamaso, il malei nisan berakia hatachton lohaya adam nistam mipanav. Rashi points out that the way God created the world based on the Medrash and the Zohar is that there's the Shiva Rekia and there's seven firmaments, seven levels of heaven. And the sun is not in the first one, but rather in the Shlav Hasheni, in the second one. Why is that? Because if God forbid the sun were to be in the first one, its powerful rays would be so strong, it would zap or destroy anything. Imagine how damaging it is now. When somebody stands in the sun too long or something is in the sun too long, it melts things or destroy things. So Kal Vachomer, if it were in the first layer of the firmament, it would do even worse. And so Rashi points out, if it were not created in the way that it was created, it could be a lot more damaging than it is. And so it's a Shevach to Hashem, that he created in great wisdom the Seder, the order of the sun being the second layer and not the first one. And that's the message that the Rebbe gives to this Roman general, that they should be protected from the sun. We all need protection from the sun in a way, and that's the ending. That's the section here dealing with the sun. Next week we're going to Mir Sanshem talk about how the chapter transitions now to, we've described some of the ways you can get to know God through the nature, the sun, the moon, the stars, and nature in general. Now we're going to talk about the way to get to know God through Torah, Torah Sashem Tumimah. That'll be God willing next time. Wishing you all a healthy, safe, wonderful, and meaningful day.